So let's review. Neitel adam kornis lefatzeya bayis hagoizen. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said that one may use a hammer to crack open nuts. On the previous daf, the Gemara discussed whether this included a blacksmith's hammer, which would mean that the Mishnah holds that a kli shemalach to leisr can be used letzerach gufay, or does the Mishnah only allow hammers that are designated as nutcrackers, which would mean that the Mishnah holds that a kli shemalach to leisr cannot be used letzerach gufay? Itmar. Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan, Kornos shel zahav mishaninu. Both Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon bar Abba agree that the Mishnah is teaching that a kli shemalach to leisr can be used letzerach gufay. However, Reb Shimon bar Abba holds that even kornos shel besamim, a spice maker's hammer, is included, while Reb Chiya only includes kornos shel zahav, a goldsmith's hammer. However, he does not include a kornos shel besamim, a spice maker's hammer, because the owner is very particular not to use it for other purposes, as it could ruin the delicate flavor of the spices. Pagah shetamna b'tevin. If a fig is ripening in sand, if Nachman paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, that you can spear it with a weaver's spindle or reed and allow the sand to fall away. Although Rav Nachman once held that tiltum atzad, indirectly moving mukta like the dirt in this case, is aser, hadabei Rav Nachman mahi, he later changed his mind and holds tiltum atzad is mutter. Mechad shenitel charora ukta, a needle whose eye or point was removed, Rav Yosef holds, would still not be mukta since it can be used to remove splinters. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah in Kalim teaches that it would be tar, indicating that it is no longer a kli and should therefore be mukta. There are two approaches to dealing with this problem. Amar Abaya. Tuma, with regard to Tuma, be'ina kli ma'isa, only something fully formed has the status of a kli. Therefore, the needle without the eye doesn't qualify. However, with regard to Shabbos, midi dechaza be'ina, anything usable is considered kli, including a needle without an eye. Rava disagrees and says, midi le'inya tuma lav manahu, le'inya Shabbos nami lav manahu. Anything that isn't considered a kli for Tuma purposes is also not considered kli for Shabbos purposes. The only exception to this rule would be gulmi, unfinished needles, which would not be a kli for tuma, but would not be mukta either, since they can easily be used for removing splinters. Asuvi yinuka. There is a machlekes amirum whether you can straighten the limbs of a baby on Shabbos. Rav Nachman holds it's aser, or Rav Sheshet holds it is mutter. Rav Nachman holds it's aser, similar to taking afuk tevuizen, a medication that includes vomit, in other words, anything that fixes the body's aser. Rav Sheshet holds it is mutter, because this is considered to be a very normal maintenance of the body, similar to removing a splinter, which is also mutter. The next Mishnah on Amud Beis teaches that konos shel zeisim, a cane used to measure the oil at the bottom of a barrel where olives are stored, im yesh kesher b'reishai, if it has a knot at one end which acts as a small receptacle to catch some of the oil, then it is considered a kli and is makabel tuma. However, with regards to Shabbos, bein kach nitl b'Shabbos, with or without it, it may be used. The next Mishnah introduces the category of Muktzah Machmas Chasaron Kis. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kol HaKelim Nitalon Chutz Min HaMeser HaGadol V'Yesed Shel Machresha. Rabbi Yosi holds that the large saw and the blade of a plow are the only kelim that cannot be moved in Shabbos. These are both examples of Muktzah Machmas Chasaron Kis, items that cannot be moved since the owner would never want to use them for anything but their primary use for fear of ruining them. The Gemara then goes on and gives several more examples of kelim that are Muktzah Machmas Chasaron Kis. The daf concludes by discussing the historical development of the halachas of muktzah. Tan Rabban, b'rishayna hayu oimrim shloisha kelim nitol b'Shabbos. During the time of Nehemiah ben Chakalia, who lived during the second Beis Hamikdash, many Jews were extremely lax about the prohibition of muktzah. The Chacham, looking to make a strong statement, made everything muktzah and asa to move except for three specific kelim. But then later on, hitiru v'chazra v'tiru v'chazra v'tiru, they slowly permitted more and more utensils until they got the current halacha. There are two basic approaches to how that process went. Abaya holds first, they permitted davar shemalachti lehetu letzerich gufay, then letzerich mekaymai. Then they permitted small kli shemalachti leisir letzerich gufay, but not letzerich mekaymai. Finally, they permitted moving even large kli shemalachti leisir letzerich gufay, but it is still usher to move letzerich mekaymai. Rava holds, first they permitted kli shemalach de leheter, both letzerich gufay and letzerich mekaymai. Then they permitted moving it, even micham letzel, for its own protection. Then they permitted moving even a small kli shemalach de leiser, both letzerich gufay and letzerich mekaymai, but moving a kli shemalach de leiser for its own protection remains aser. Finally, they permitted large kli shemalach de leiser, but still only letzerich gufay mekaymai, but not micham letzel. Based on the above, the Gemara goes on to explain that Braisa that doesn't permit moving, a klisha malachta le'isa, will be interpreted by Abaye to be referring to moving l'tzarech b'kaymai, and will be interpreted by Rava to refer to moving mecham l'tzel. The Gemara continues. Amar b'laza, kanen umakleis glustro meducha kulon koid mataris kelim nishna. Rabbi Elazar says that kanan, which were the three half pipes that held each of the 12 lechem upon them on the shulchan, plus the maklis, rods used to hang the carbon pesach while they were being skinned, glustra, door locks with knobs, and meducha, the mortar used to grind garlic, were prohibited only during the gezerah, but were subsequently permitted because they are all kelim shemalach l'heter. However, Rabbi goes on to show on the top of the next amid how, in fact, three of these were prohibited because they were indeed considered as kelim shemalach l'iser. Therefore, they were and still are prohibited, while the fourth, the meducha, was prohibited as Rav Nechemya, who holds that any kli may be used on Shabbos, ela l'tzarech tashmash hamiyuchad, only for its specific and originally intended use.